This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles' update on COVID-19, creating natural immunity and more.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. It's a joy and a blessing when man and spirit join together in search of the greater truths and awareness. Dear friends, we wish to give you a little bit of an update on the virus, the pandemic that indeed the planet is experiencing now. For many of you, it has caused a great deal of fear. For others, it has caused anger. There are so many different emotional reactions flowing through the energy right now that it is very difficult to find peace in this time on your planet. We wish for all of you to center yourselves more and more into the energies of your soul, where you will indeed find peace. At times you are searching for the understanding, the peace with other people. But indeed at this time, so many of you are having different attitudes and reactions that it is difficult even for you to reach that. So we want you not to rely on anything outside of yourself to bring about that centered vibration, that feeling of harmony that you can only indeed truly seek deep within your own soul. So the time for you to be practicing your spirituality, to entering into the deeper levels of meditation, to indeed be practicing allowance for all is quite important at this time. For indeed, you will discover that even those closest to you are having almost opposite reactions and beliefs about how to maneuver through this challenging time of the pandemic. And so you are not always going to agree with each other. So part of indeed finding your immunity on all levels, and we are not just talking about physical immunity, for if you indeed are to find indeed the physical immunity, you must look to the other levels within your being. You must look carefully at what you are believing about your own power, about outside influences, about germs, about society. You must look carefully about what you are feeling. You must look at different aspects of your physical life, how you are creating health and well-being in your daily life, in your physical being. You must look indeed mentally at what you are entertaining with your thoughts, how you are using the power, the vibration of your thoughts to create an energy of safety, an energy of pure vitality and health. So there are many different aspects to creating immunity. First, let's make a comment or two about the virus. Now, many of you at times think, well, this virus is nothing to do with me at all, but it is part of you, dear friends. Now, there's been many controversies, conflicts, as to the origin of the conflict, whether it is man-made or whether it has come from a lab. Indeed, they are both right, for it has been studied in the labs, but indeed, it is part of the natural course of the planet. It is within and around you, as we have said before to you. There are many viruses, but what has caused this to spark indeed? Well, indeed, we do believe it is the fear on the planet. We do believe it is the lack of harmony vibrationally between human beings, between all living things, that has created a spark, almost as if one match could light a wildfire and spread across the land. That is what is occurring. Now, in many ways, your fear is increasing the spread, increasing the volatility, how severe is impacting you, the planet. For others, it is part of the natural course of their life cycle. Again, as we have mentioned previously to you, if they are indeed ready to experience this illness, if they are ready indeed to make their transition to pass out of the human body, then this will indeed be the answer for them. Every illness, whether it is indeed the coronavirus, or whether it is a cold, or whether it is the regular flu, or cancer, or heart disease, or leukemia, no matter what it might be, dear friends, there is a lesson there for you, or your soul would not have attracted it for you to experience. Now, this virus has a consciousness of its own. Many of you may not be able to understand that, to conceive of that truth, of that reality. But it is alive, it is indeed aware of itself in its own way. It is seeking recognition. It is seeking a balance, not only within your body, but within the consciousness of the planet itself. So as human beings begin to find their own balance within their being, this virus will also become more balanced. Thus, you will be able to coexist without either one of you having to die off. So indeed, the virus will truly never be killed off in those terms. It will become dormant. Just as there are hundreds of other viruses that are dormant within your ecosystem and within your human body as well. So we don't want you to fear these many different aspects, these illnesses, these viruses that are there, but you're not always aware of. What we suggest that you focus on to create more of a natural immunity is the balancing energies that you have available to you. Now, indeed, many of you on the planet are saying, well, our only salvation is going to be a vaccine. Well, we caution you gently, dear friends, for the vaccines are not always safe. They are not always effective. For as you have heard, as some of you understand and realize, so many of these viruses are changing, just as you are. They are mutating the different strains, and there are new ones popping up all along. So what are you going to do? Is your society constantly going to be creating new vaccines that may or may not work? Of course, you are understanding there is a great amount of people in your population who will refuse to take the vaccine, which will, of course, create a great power struggle in your societies because of the fear. So what we are suggesting to all of you is to take indeed the power that is available to you and to be able to utilize it first for yourself. For indeed, many of you, without even knowing it, have had this virus in your system all along. It has had not a need to rear its head and to create illness within you. So as the testing begins, as they begin to perfect some of the vaccines, as they begin to perfect the antibody test, and they are not as squirrely as they are right now, because many of them aren't working at all. They are not being accurate at all. As it is perfected, you will begin to understand that many of you have had antibodies all along, just like they're starting to see that many have experienced this virus way before they even knew it existed. There's much yet to be learned on your planet, in your medical societies. Allow them that, yes, the time to explore, to understand this deeply. Right now, of course, they are only looking at it from a physical, highly scientific point of view, which, of course, is their right, what they know best. But we are asking for you, dear friends, to explore the many angles so that you are not indeed needing to go outside of yourself to find your balance, to experience true health for yourself. Because we guarantee you, dear friends, even after they think they're going to cure this one and it will be eradicated, that may take a little bit of time, goodness gracious, there will be another, there will be something different. And of course, there are parts of your society that will capitalize on each and every one to keep all of you in a frenzy, to keep you in a state of panic or fear. Now, the best thing that you can do to create more of what we would call natural immunity is to be very, very conscious of your vibration. So just as the coronavirus has its own vibratory rate and pattern, which is of a lower energy, one more of fear, based survival, we would relate it more to on a scale of your base chakra power, survival, fear. So indeed, it reacts to that in people as well. Now, some of you will say, well, so many people have not been consciously or fearful aware of it. But on some level, they are needing to deal with that. And so they are unconsciously attracting this illness to have the necessary experiences that their spirit needs and desires. But for those of you who are open, more aware, desiring to have a deeper understanding of how your energy is indeed projecting, how you are consciously vibrating within yourself and how it is manifesting in the body, you can begin to raise your vibration to make this virus unable to link onto your energy field. Now, some of you indeed will choose to create a stronger immune response through the foods that you are eating, through the supplements you are taking. Now, that is excellent. We would highly recommend that. There is a good deal of information to be researched that is available to you where you can decide what supplements, what foods would bring the most optimal health to your physical structure. Now, this is important regardless of the fear or the threat of an illness or pandemic. This is where you are needing to go regardless. So do not use the coronavirus as an excuse to ramp up your choices for healthier living, making more choices based on healthy, alive foods, more of a plant-based diet, making sure that you are moving away from flesh products as much as you can. You don't need to do it cold turkey, dear friends. You can take it slowly. But we will warn you that many of the flesh products that you have become so accustomed to are going to become more and more scarce. For indeed, so many of the practices of manufacturing, producing, breeding the animals is becoming quite unsustainable. So the more that you can begin to move toward more of a plant-based diet, you will be better. You will be able to adjust that much more easily than those who have become so accustomed to eating meat and potatoes for every meal will. Now, for some of you, alcohol has been a savior to some of you, calming your nerves, your fears, even your boredom. We would highly recommend that you eliminate as much as you can of the alcohol. It does not help the body at all. It lowers your resistance, your immune response, as well as clouding your spiritual truth and awareness. Now, on the mental level, what are you telling yourself, dear friends? Are you saying, goodness gracious, I'm believing everything they're telling me, and I have to be scared of this, and I have to indeed allow myself to walk around like a zombie from now forever? Do not allow yourself to believe that. Now, there is a balance here always to be struck in your world, for so many of you are experiencing great extremes. Some of you are saying, indeed, well, I'm not going to listen to the thing they're saying, they're all lies. While some others of you are so overly concerned that you are disinfecting everything in your life constantly. Neither belief system is healthy, dear friends. Whenever you are finding yourself believing, thinking, living in an extreme, you should indeed caution yourself and gently bring yourself more to a moderate position, more the middle, dear friends. so that you're paying attention, yes, to the world. You're paying attention to what your scientist is saying, but all with a grain of salt, all with a healthy bit of skepticism that they are trying, many indeed are well-intentioned. No, it's not just all a big scam or conspiracy theory. There's much truth, of course, to what is going on in your world. They are not pretending that there are dead people, that people are dying. That is hogwash. It is occurring, it is real, that must be faced. But how you indeed allow those energies to enter into your consciousness and what you tell yourself is quite important. Now, the more you are lifting yourself up into higher immunity, the more you are able to create a stable, balanced environment within your consciousness. The healthier you will be, the stronger your immune system will be. So other illnesses even beyond COVID-19, you may not even notice. Your body will be automatically, quickly able to venture out into the cell structure that may be attacked by a virus and completely eradicate it before you would even have a reaction or a symptom to it. That is the reality we would wish for you to imagine within your body. Now, in your society, the stress is great. The fear is great. The unrest between different factions in your society is becoming alarmingly great. There are those of you that are saying, our liberty is at stake. They are taking away our free will. Dear friends, they cannot do that. For there are so many of you that will not allow it. But we are not recommending that you worsen the situation by further fear or threat, by protesting with weapons and nooses. Goodness gracious, that is not the answer at all. What we are asking for is for you to send the highest of vibrations of love into your society, starting, of course, with yourself, for that will guarantee that your being will vibrate at a higher level that will make you not only healthier, but more clear-headed, so that you will able to not only see the truth within and around yourself, in your world, but you will be able to tolerate, you will be able to project an attitude of allowance for all people, for all things. This is a time in your societies where it is necessary to speak the truth. And you're going to see a lot of that in the coming days. And yes, indeed, this infection, this virus, is a precursor to indeed wake you up so that you are able to say, not in anger, not in violence, is that we need to change how we think, how we live, how we work together, how we love each other, respecting each other, uplifting all living things on the planet. Now, there's great controversy right now about opening your society. Some, of course, are very concerned that it is too early, that the virus will continue to grow, spike, with many, many more deaths. Dear friends, there's going to be more deaths. For there are indeed many who are wishing to depart the earth plane at this time. Now, that does not mean that you should be reckless with your attitudes, your behaviors, your actions. There is still indeed a need for a protocol here and how you are responding to this threat in your societies. Many are indeed creating great divisions and judging each other. Are you wearing a mask? Are you not? What should we do? What is the rules here? Dear friends, there are really no rules. But in this time, when so many are adjusting to the new realities, the new vibrations, and are learning to open more and more to their own being within themselves, their spirits, would it be so terrible to wear a mask? I myself, Dr. Peebles, did indeed go through a very similar pandemic. Yes, indeed, the Spanish flu. I was alive at that time. I was elderly at the time. And indeed, it was a concern. Being a physician, I was very aware of the power, Yes, indeed, of such viruses, not to the extent that you are now, but was very aware. I took precautions, for I valued my life. And indeed, we ask for you, of course, to not only value, respect your own life, but to respect and value the lives of other. For the truth, the reality is that many of you are carrying this virus unknowingly, and your immunity is strong enough, God bless you, to be able to ward off a serious problem for yourself or even death. But that does not mean that you would inadvertently pass it on to another. So we want you to look at each other with love and respect, taking common sense precautions. Now, we are not seeing the societies being locked down for long. There's going to be ups and downs in the few months. There will be areas that are opening a little too quickly, and they are going to pay the price indeed. It is sad for us to observe, to watch, but there are some reckless attitudes that are not taking some necessary precautions to slowly ease into this, as more and more are accustomed to this and are making their own personal decisions as to how this virus will personally affect them. Fear, of course, is the main enemy. But if you are focusing on fear, of course you are drawing it to you vibrationally. We want you to focus on health. We want you to focus on balanced energies. We want you to call your spirit to you and to begin the necessary integration that whether or not COVID-19 was here, you would still be needing to do as part of the upliftment of consciousness. So indeed, dear friends, do not allow this to control you. But there are simple things that you can do that will protect yourself and others until you are able to master the energies within and around you, before you are able to transcend the vibrations of fear that are so prevalent on the earth. This is only one instance, the COVID-19, to be able to teach you. For ultimately, this virus is paving the way for greater mastery. Now, some, of course, are not ready for it. They will leave the planet. They will, of course, pass over and be able to continue their own journey in the spirit realms. Do not worry about them. Of course, there will be grieving. There will be sadness. But those of you who have allowed yourself to become more aware, understand, of course, that they are alive, they are well, they are continuing their soul's evolution, even if they are not present at this time with you on the planet Earth. There is much to learn and grow from this virus. We don't want you to be judging each other, for that does not help. It does not help to shame each other. Learn, indeed, to actually practice the loving law of allowance, allowing others to think how they wish. But at times, if you allow others to carry guns and to threaten each other, that is not allowance for you. So there must be a balance. Continue to speak kindly, lovingly, calmly to each other, but help each other see your own unique perspective as only you can. That is how you will grow. That is how you will learn to understand each other. That is how, if you choose, you can help each other grow beyond any fears, any dogma, any attitudes that will continue to keep mankind separate. For indeed, it is quite important for all on the planet to become more united in spirit, more united in a desire to live in harmony with each other, to create a healthy environment on all levels for all living things to flourish. This is indeed part of the lesson of this virus. At times, it is creating a necessity for beings to work together, bridging across boundaries, cross-racial identities, governments, world, countries. It is time for a united effort that is based on love, not politics, not economy. And indeed, take care of the people. For indeed, if you restore your economies, but there are no people there, what good would it be? If they are sick, it will not matter how you open your societies, if they are too ill to go to work, or if they are too poor to buy and consume goods. So there must be, first, an energy of love, a caring for each other. Then all the rest will come into play and find its necessary balance in your societies. Dear friends, you are not alone in this quandary, in this battle. There are many beings in the spirit realms that are working with your scientists, that are indeed trying to impress upon your leaders the need for humanitarian efforts, for cooperation. But as we have shared many times with you, you will learn those who are actually working for the people in the coming days, and those who are instead leaning more toward their own self-interest and for money or power. It is time that you elect leaders on your planet that are of a higher nature, that are truly dedicating, committing themselves to working for the rights, the happiness, the health of their people. That is how you will change the world. That is how you will allow yourself to move beyond the confines of the earth-binding webs and shadows, the fears that have dominated, controlled the planet for eons. It is possible, so many of you will understand what we are saying, and we ask for you to share this information, not in judgment, not in condemnation, but indeed sparking a little bit of truth for others, sharing an idea for them, saying, what if we could do this? So you are not threatening their belief system, but planting ideas, inspiring them to think in higher ways. That is how you will create a chain reaction that will grow, that will indeed allow the light to be not only in the hearts of each individual, but be spread across the planet as its guiding light. Dear friends, we do love you. We remind you to reach out to us, for we are here to assist you. We are here to help you in any way possible so that you will find your balance in this challenging time. God bless you. Go your ways in peace. Go your ways in perfect health. May the gods and may the kingdoms always bless you.